Radio X. Radio X. Radio X. Radio X. NASA's Juno space probe has successfully entered orbit around Jupiter. Welcome to Jupiter, a commenter announced as loud cheers and applause erupted at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. The unmanned spacecraft, named after the Roman goddess, began orbiting the largest planet in our solar system at 5:54 a.m. Central European Time yesterday, following a 1.4 billion mile voyage from Earth. Ground controllers had an anxious 35-minute wait as the probe fired its main rocket engine to slow itself down enough to be captured into Jupiter's orbit. The mission's chief scientist, Scott Bolton, congratulated his team, saying, "You've just done the hardest thing NASA has ever done." 1 million anonymized eye scans will be used to train an artificial intelligence system from Google. Machine learning algorithms will scour the images for signs of diseases such as macular degeneration and diabetes-related sight loss. Moorfields Eye Hospital in London is teaming up with Google's AI division DeepMind during the scheme. Previously, DeepMind faced criticism over a little-known data-sharing agreement with three other London hospitals. Announcing the latest venture, Google has cited the support of several site charities, as well as the chartered British institution, the Royal National Institute of Blind People. Games developer Blizzard is suing a German company over software that offers gamers advantages in its popular first-person shooter game Overwatch. It's taking legal action against Bossland at a court in California over the cheat tools for that and various other titles. The Bossland cheat tool, Watch Over Tyrant, offers Overwatch players a variety of features, including making enemies invisible. Blizzard already has 10 other continuing legal cases against Bossland in Germany.